Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Revenue Procedure 9220, a revenue procedure issued by the IRS in 1992. Before 1992, changing the depreciation method usually needed permission from the IRS. A taxpayer had to ask, wait, and sometimes face delays or denials. But Revenue Procedure 9220 changed this for one key situation. If a taxpayer had claimed less depreciation than allowed by law, they could now fix it without getting the IRS's approval first. The fix used a Section 481, a catch-up adjustment. This was the first time the IRS gave automatic consent for such a correction. The procedure created a clear path for taxpayers to correct under depreciation. The catch-up adjustment brought all missed deductions into the year of the change. This made the correction simple and routine. The IRS signaled that fixing under depreciation was something they supported. After all, underdepreciation costs the taxpayer money. The IRS removed the red tape to help them recover what was owed. This procedure became the starting point for a chain of updates. Each new revenue procedure built on it, expanding the rules until the current version, Revenue Procedure 2015-13. Every retroactive cost segregation study that uses Form 3001-15 traces its authority back to this 1992 procedure. When a cost segregation study finds assets misclassified as 39-year property, it identifies components that should have shorter lives, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years. The fix is a method change filed on Form 3001-15. The legal chain allowing this change began with Revenue Procedure 9220. But there are limits. This procedure is no longer in use. It was replaced by newer rules like Revenue Procedure 2015-13. Also, the procedure only allowed the correction method. It did not define which assets qualify for shorter lives. Those details came from other rules. A study using incorrect classifications would still be wrong, even if the procedure was followed. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your study's changes align with the legal chain of procedures, review the method change section in your report.